climate change and the world's food supply.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. A United Nations panel of experts has looked at 12,000 peer-reviewed scientific studies. Its latest report warns of, quote, severe pervasive effects from climate change. Among the effects, deepening poverty and problems with the food supply. Matt McGraw is environment correspondent for the BBC. He joins us from Yokohama, Japan, where members of the UN panel have been meeting. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Now, I remember back in 2007, the UN panel of experts couldn't say if climate change would hurt growth in the world's food supply, but now they have more evidence?
That seems to be the case. They say it's bad news. Crop yields will decline for maize, wheat, and rice. And they say beyond 2050, it's a bad outlook, particularly as demand is supposed to go up by 15% or so per decade over the next 20 or 30 years as well.
Now, as an answer to the most basic question, who will feel the effects of climate change, the authors of this report really feel it's everyone?
It is everybody, and they don't specifically name the California drought or the wildfires in Australia, but I think that's part of their thinking, is that changing extreme weather events, which they are more predicted under climate change, will happen and affect not just poor people, it can affect rich people too. But it also says that there are massive opportunities, economic opportunities for adaptation. And the chair of the committee said, if we're smart, it's a serious problem that we can do lots about.
Matt McGraw, environment correspondent for the BBC, joining us from Yokohama, Japan. Matt, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
Today, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, the new head of the Senate Finance Committee and a Democrat, is expected to call on Congress to restore a kaleidoscope of tax benefits that expired. From Washington Marketplace's David Gura reports.
This grab bag of 55 tax breaks expired at the end of last year.
Although they all have the same expiration date, that's the only thing they have in common.
Richard Kaplan teaches tax law at the University of Illinois.
There is no coherent theme to this package.
Some of what's in that package has wide appeal. Gabe Horowitz with the think tank Third Way says there's one for Americans who use mass transit, for example. And there's another one for businesses that invest in research and design.
There's some that, shall we say, have a little bit more narrow benefits, building a racetrack, riding off your racehorses.
It would cost just over $50 billion to extend this package of tax benefits, which Horowitz says poses this question.
Is Congress going to pay for it?
That's something House Republicans say they'll insist on. Wyden wants this to be the last time Congress has to pass these extensions. He's still holding out hope lawmakers will reform the whole tax code this year. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FT 100 in London is up 0.2% at the moment. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up. This is the end of the month and the end of the quarter. Unless something big happens today, stocks, as measured by those indexes, did not do much in the last 3 months. Tens of thousands of the babies born each year had a little extra help along the way from in vitro fertilization, where the sperm and the egg first meet in a piece of medical equipment. Often, in vitro clinics will transfer more than one embryo at a time, but a new statement from the National Perinatal Association says this practice can cause problems for mothers and babies. Sally Herships reports.
When Megan Wood was 26, she and her husband tried to get pregnant, but no luck. After 3 years of pursuing less expensive medical options, they tried in vitro fertilization and got some news.
I was laying on the table and I remember the ultrasound tech looking over at my husband saying, "Did you see that?"
Wood and her husband had transplanted two embryos hoping for one healthy baby, a decision she says they discussed at great length. But embryos can split. Here's one of Wood's daughters.
It's kind of magic being a triplet baby.
Did you hear that? She says it's kind of magic being a triplet baby.
The National Perinatal Association says transferring more than one embryo often results in twins or triplets, which can mean dangerous and expensive births. Only 15 states require insurance coverage for infertility. Woods IVF wasn't covered. One cycle cost $25,000, a big reason she and her husband decided to transfer more than one embryo.
Certainly, when you're gambling that much money at just a chance to get pregnant, you want your odds to be as good as possible.
Woods' triplets, now five, were born 2 months early and went to the neonatal intensive care unit. The NPA says the average cost for multiple births is 20 times higher than just one baby, up to $400,000 per triplet. Erica Goyer is director of a nonprofit called Hand to Hold. It works with families dealing with difficult pregnancy. She's also Megan Woods' sister. Goyer says multiple births from IVF can bankrupt families.
Here, it's not uncommon for babies to go home on heart monitors or with breathing support.
Goyer says the NPA's suggestion to transfer just one embryo is tough. Emotionally, she understands why families use more. But clinically, she says the safest choice is one. Goyer says a lot of ethical decisions about in vitro fertilization need to be discussed.
And at this point, those decisions are being made by the marketplace.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And The Economist magazine has long followed the costs of a Big Mac in various countries as a gauge of exchange rates. Now the online site TripAdvisor has been comparing the costs of a club sandwich ordered through room service in various cities, not just the sandwich, but other in-room hotel services like peanuts and dry cleaning. A room service club sandwich costs $24 in New York, $19 in D.C., but Vegas was the most expensive overall. Internationally, Helsinki room service was the most expensive surveyed. What you want is a Tunis sandwich. It costs less than $7 at hotels in the capital of Tunisia. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM American Public Media.